welcome to the Ed Dye Paranormal and Horror Podcast, or the Horror Paranormal Podcast. I'm your host, Ed Dye, and this is the first episode of the 2018 year. It's been a while since we've done an episode, and that partly has to do with the holidays having come in, and trust me, the holidays can be a bitch when they come in, the weather, and also just for health reasons. Some of you who do follow me and some of you who do know me on a personal level, my ass was actually bedridden for a while because I actually had a pretty bad case of shingles. I was going to say scabies, which apparently is a whole other thing and something you do not want. No, I had shingles, which for some of you who don't know, shingles is like the chicken pox, but it's an adult version, and it comes in with much more pain, and it seems to be a little more focused and centralized on certain sides of your body and parts of your body. Well, I was dealing with that for a while, and it was annoying because it was very focused on my right arm and shoulder, which made it nearly impossible to do any typing using a mouse on the computer, and even just playing video games. If I wanted to play a game, you know, you have to use that to hold up. Even holding a book and using the phone was a real pain in the ass, but I'm doing much better now, people. And this episode, I want to talk to you guys about 2018 in horror. The upcoming year, we're only about halfway through this month, and there's a couple of things that already have been released, and there's a bunch of things coming up listed for later this year. There's actually even a couple of things that are listed for this year with no specific dates, but I do have them in order here, so I wanted to get through some of these movies. And hopefully you guys can let me know on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram if any of these movies are things you guys are looking forward to, any of these movies you think we should actually review and let you know what we think. One of these I've actually seen a little bit of, and I'm a little disappointed, but we'll get to that when we get to that. First on the list, and this actually should be out already, January 5th is Insidious, The Last Key, which is the fourth movie of the series, if I'm correct. And in this one, it's basically we're following Elise Rayner, and she's basically gets a call about a house being haunted, which turns out it's the house she grew up in, and just we're following her going to deal with the demon that she's been dealing with in the last couple of movies. I haven't seen it yet. I actually know a couple of people who saw it. One person said it was good. Another person said it was okay. Some reviews apparently are saying it's not exactly up to par with the previous movies. That could also be because people put so much expectations on horror movies, especially now. If a movie doesn't have enough jump scares, apparently it's not good. And apparently people seem to think that jump scares is all the horror is. But anyway, the movie's out. I haven't seen it yet. It is something I do plan on seeing, so maybe we will talk about it in coming future. That was listed for January 5th release. Also, January 5th was Day of the Dead Bloodline. Now, some of you might have seen I posted about this one, and I've actually was very excited from the pictures and the trailer I saw. It looked interesting. It's not exactly a remake. It's more of a, it's kind of like a remake slash reimagining. Like, I know a few of you a few years back saw there was a Day of the Dead remake, which had potential. It had a budget from what it looks like. Half the movie was good, and then the other half was just utter, I don't want to say garbage, but it definitely wasn't something I'd want on my plate. In this version, it's kind of the same storyline. Military personnel are surviving in an underground bunker. They changed the storyline a little bit. I've seen a couple of minutes of the beginning of the film, and I was already disappointed. You can't introduce... I'm just saying this in general. If you're going to have a movie where the zombies are coming around and are taking over a whole city, you can't have a girl on the phone walking down the street calmly, trying to call her mom or whatever. It doesn't work. Your character right there already just made the whole deal look like it's not a big deal, and then that just kills the whole vibe of the movie. I mean, the idea is there. It's the basic general idea of Day of the Dead, only they've added the word bloodline to it, I guess, to differentiate it from the other two movies. But I haven't seen the whole thing, so I mean, I don't want to fully judge the whole movie now, but I mean, it looks promising, but from what I've seen, I'm not too enthusiastic as I was before when I first saw the trailers and everything. Hopefully it'll get better. This one is supposed to stay closer to the original movie, as opposed to the remake that came out a few years ago with Ving Rhames, where they were running. Now, that remake, as much as it wasn't 100% like the original, it had some cool ideas. It's definitely a movie I would say worth watching at least once. Just so you could say, yeah, I see that. I know what you're talking about. January 17th, Netflix is going to be giving us an animated Godzilla film, Godzilla Planet of the Monsters. Animated, so I don't know what to expect. And it says it was listed as a film, so I'm not expecting a series out of it, but maybe, I don't know if it's going to be tying into the whole universe of Godzilla versus King Kong that's supposed to be coming out in a couple of years. Hopefully, if it is, it'll kind of fill in the gap as to where Godzilla is. And I'm wondering if it's which Godzilla exactly it's following. If it's going to be the one that we had in the English-speaking world that came out a few years ago, or if it's going to be the one that came out even more recently, which was, I believe, called Shin Godzilla, which seemed to be a whole new reimagining of Godzilla from Japan. January 19th, The Midnight Man. This is the premise as it's listed. It was supposed to be just an urban legend. On a snowy night in her grandma's sprawling mansion, teenager Alex and her best friend Miles discover a mysterious box hidden away in the attic. Inside are instructions for the Midnight Game, an ancient pagan ritual set to summon the player's greatest fears. I've heard of the Midnight Man. I heard of the game. I don't know if it was a pagan ritual. I've only recently heard about it. As far as I know, this thing's only been around for a few years, maybe a decade, the Midnight Game, unless it's been around longer. And just my sources didn't go far deep enough. But essentially, you're unleashing a spirit to come get you, and then you have to follow certain rules to survive the night. But as they say, he will cheat and you will die. The trailer looked really good. I hope, if you guys look, I mean, you can always look it up and see. I don't know if it's going to be that wide of a release for a movie based on even The Midnight Man, or The Midnight Game itself is still, for most people, more of an obscure thing. So I don't know if it's going to be getting that huge of a release, but it's definitely something that you can see the trailer and see if you guys want to watch yourselves. Jumping from January, we're going to jump over to March, and we have a movie which I personally don't usually consider these movies horror, but it does get listed in the horror genre, and that would be Strangers Pray at Night, listed as what a road trip for a family becomes just hell, I guess, as three masked psychopaths show up. It's just, this is more of the slasher, hey, let's kill strangers kind of thing that's kind of been connected with, I guess, The Purge. It's another movie that kind of falls in there, just random violence for the sake of random violence. April 13th, after that, April 13th, the remake of the Universal classic The Wolfman is listed to come out. Now, this is only a couple of months away from now, and last I checked, there was no official word whether or not Dwayne The Rock Johnson has the lead role or not, considering it says they wanted him. This is only a few months away, so you would think a movie like this, which most likely will be CGI heavy in order to make the transitions from man to wolf, you would think they would have shot it by now and would have been in post by now. But as far as I saw, there was no listing as to what's going on with the movie, just that it's in the works. Going over to May, for May 18th, Slender Man. This isn't the first movie, probably not even the last movie about Slender Man. Only this one, it's four teenage girls in a small town. They do the ritual. He comes starting shit, and they just figure out, oh shit, it's true. We done messed up. I guess it falls into just the director and the writer, if they can make a good job of a storyline that's not even that terrifying anymore, because it's kind of almost the same idea as The Midnight Man, Slender Man, just something coming after you that you can't run away, which also kind of felt like it was the idea behind the last few Paranormal Activity movies. Now, from there, we're getting into the summer. Now, this is one I know I'm curious to see. It's not necessarily horror, but it falls more into sci-fi, but it is scary because of the monsters, and that would be Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. And when I say monsters, obviously I mean the dinosaurs, and that's listed for June 22nd. As a premise is put, 4 years after the destruction of Jurassic World theme park, two of the characters return to the island to save the remaining dinosaurs from a volcano that's about to erupt on the island, I assume here. And then they soon encounter terrifying new breeds of gigantic dinos while uncovering a controversy that threatens the entire planet. My thought here is, oh shit, they've made other dinosaurs that never existed. Now we have smart, big-ass dinosaurs we got to deal with. Just like they had that one dinosaur in Jurassic World, I guess they're dealing with multiples or different types this time in its sequel. They've always delivered when it came to good-looking dinosaurs. Hopefully they won't fall behind on this one. Jumping into July. Now, I mentioned it before. This is The Purge Part 4, also just known as The Purge, The Island. From what I've gathered, this is actually set to be a prequel to the whole series of the movies. In fact, not just a prequel, but basically the background story as to the why The Purge starts, how The Purge starts. And from what I've been able to gather, it looks like it starts in Brooklyn. Part of what I read is basically how when they were putting the film together, how people would say how easy it is from people from Staten Island to just jump over to Brooklyn or vice versa. So I guess they're aiming it here in Brooklyn. And then I guess it's maybe about how the hipsters go nuts and start killing people. I mean, I'm sure it's interesting, but like I said, it's a movie that for me falls more into thriller slasher, not so much horror, but it's more of one of those, you know, violence for the sake of violence. Violence begets violence. Evil begets evil. But, I mean, this is the fourth movie. Obviously, there's a fan base for this, and they're watching. I know one of my nephews actually has enjoyed the movies, and he started off liking horror, and he himself has moved over more into the slasher fan of things. He's been a big fan of Scream, the movies, and the TV show, so this is probably more up his alley. I mentioned it before with Insidious and the same people that brought you all those movies and the Conjuring. We're getting another movie from them, The Nun, and that's July 13th, which I'm actually curious. I'm not even sure if that's even a Friday the 13th. Now, let me look at this. July 13th is a Friday the 13th this year. All right. And that day we're going to be getting The Nun, which is, if you saw the last Conjuring movie, you saw the spirit or the demon. I'm not going to say its name. If you know anything about demons and their names, you don't want to say them out loud. But if you've seen the movie, you'll know the name. Just don't go repeating it. I'm happy that they haven't been haunted themselves for calling it out. But the movie is listed as Vatican officials send a priest and a novitiate, I'm not even sure how to pronounce that, to investigate the suicide of a young nun in Romania. They soon find themselves in a fight for their lives when they encounter a demonic force that takes the shape of a nun. Boo. Religious horror. I've always found religious horror to have that extra oomph when it comes to scaring people, and I believe that's only basically because it's you're dealing with people's beliefs, and when it comes to religion, it's pretty deep beliefs that you're dealing with. These are hardcore things that for some people are embedded since childhood. So you're playing with their beliefs and fears that are really embedded in there via family and stuff. So I'm wondering just how scary this thing will be. If you did see Annabelle, The Creation, I believe there was an after credit scene where you saw a hint about the movie The Nun. If you haven't seen it, go see the movie, because I do recommend it, and then just wait, watch this to the end credits, and you'll see what I'm talking about. A couple of days after that, July 16th, we get Hotel Transylvania 3. Now, horror doesn't have to be always scary. This is horror for the children, with the classic Universal monsters all pretty much working together. And in this story, it's summer vacation. They're essentially on a cruise, which, as Adam Sandler's vampire character, is annoyed because they're enjoying the cruise, which he just says essentially is a hotel on a ship. I most likely will be seeing this, as I've seen the first two with some of my family, and I know we're going to want to see this third one. Whether we see it in the theaters or wait for it to come out, I don't know, but chances are I might do this one in the theater just to kick it up a notch. In August, now this is interesting, August, another movie that has a monster, not so much horror as more as it is an action sci-fi, but in August 3rd, we're supposed to be getting The Predator. Now, this is an upcoming science fiction film directed by Shane Black and written by Black and Fred Decker. It's the fourth installment in the Predator film series, and it's set to take place between Predator Part 2 and Predators that came out in 2010. If many people have seen the first one, I know a lot of people did see Predators from 2010. I do suggest seeing Part 2, especially if you're going to see this, if it takes place between this and then, because Part 2 did, I know a lot of people didn't like it, but it introduced more information to the mythos of who the Predator is and how they deal. And it's also kind of shows that we're not here in on Earth or the United States, that we're just flying blind, because we do find out that there is information about this thing. Going into September, right when school starts for the kiddies. Now, this is interesting. I'm going to read to you what I got off of Deadline. Deadline.com said, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, who co-starred in the hit British comedy Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and Paul, have formed the film and TV production company called Stolen Picture. The duo will kick open its doors with Slaughterhouse Rules, marking their first return to the comedy horror genre, just like with Shaun of the Dead. Slaughterhouse Rules is set in an elite boarding school where boys and girls are groomed for power and greatness, and they're about to meet their match when a controversial frack site on the school's grounds causes a mysterious sinkhole and an unspeakable horror is unleashed. So we have school. I'm assuming if Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are in it, I'm going to assume that they are teachers or faculty members. I doubt they're playing the children themselves at a school that's supposed to be with teenagers, but this will be interesting. It says a new pecking order will be established as pupils, teachers, and the school matron become locked in a bloody battle for survival. They've always delivered the funny. They've Shaun of the Dead did pretty good in delivering believable zombies and horror. So this is something I'm looking very forward to, as I've enjoyed everything, most of everything these guys have worked on, going as far back as the BBC show Spaced. September 21st. Now, this is interesting. This is based on a children's book by John Bellairs. It's actually starring Jack Black and Kate Blanchett. It's a magical adventure story. It's based on the book The House with a Clock in Its Walls. As the story goes, it's the adventure that follows 10-year-old Lewis, who goes to live with his uncle in a creaky old house with a mysterious TikTok heart in it. But it's the new town's sleepy facade jolts to life with a secret world of warlocks and witches when Lewis accidentally wakens the dead. Now, all that sounds good and dandy for children, but it's the fact that it's being directed by Eli Roth that really throws this for a loop for me, because his horror and gore is known for its horror and gore, not the kind of stuff you necessarily would see in a kid's movie. But I find it's interesting that he's directing this kid's movie. Word also has it, speaking of Eli Roth, that there will be a sequel to The Green Inferno, which will be called Beyond the Green Inferno. I didn't have a date or anything on this, but it's just said that Eli Roth said there will be a sequel. So we'll look forward to that. We'll get to see more people cry and hopefully throw up at the theater as they watch this movie. Speaking of kids movies, the next movie is also listed as a kids movie, and that's Goosebumps Part 2, Horrorland. Originally, the title was going to be Slappy's Revenge. I'm not sure why they went back. They changed it. Last I saw, Jack Black, from what I've heard, was supposed to be reprising his role as R.L. Stein. But then I had seen a couple of articles that said that he actually has not officially committed. So there's no official word. But this thing is roughly about a year away. So movies don't take that. If you do a movie right, you don't need a whole year to make the movie. But with something like Goosebumps, I would think there's going to, just like this last one, lots of post-production with CGI and monster effects and everything. So if October 12th is what they're giving us, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, considering that one of my nephew's birthdays is the very next day and he wants to see this. It's going to be a perfect birthday present. So guys, don't fuck this shit up. Also in October on the 19th, Laurie Strode comes home. It's the new Halloween movie, her final confrontation with Michael Myers. This is supposed to be, I guess it's supposed to be her coming back after four decades. I don't want to get too much into it, because this is something that I think will definitely be talking about as more time gets closer to the release of the film and as more information comes out about it. I mean, it was announced a while ago, but I mean, this is the year that they're saying it's going to come out. So this is when we want it, see it, and this is when we expect it. November 29th, the house that Jack built. Now, this is going to be interesting just because of the people in it and involved with the movie. It's a psychological horror is what it's listed as. The film is written and directed by Lars von Trier, and it's starring Matt Dillon. It's basically following Jack, a serial killer, over the course of 12 years from 1970s into the 80s and the U.S. in the U.S. state of Washington. Von Trier describes the film as celebrating the idea that life is evil and soulless. So I guess we get to see Matt Dillon as an evil son of a bitch killing people in a house that he built. I'm wondering if there's any going to be any connection or ties to, H.H. Holmes, who built the murder castle. Whether it's based on this or not, they didn't say here, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's some parallels with the stories. Now, for you guys that dive deep into the horror, a lot of the stuff I mentioned is very straightforward horror and stuff that most people have heard about. Now, for you guys that are really into that horror that's not fully mainstream, Puppet Master has a new one coming out the day after Christmas, December 26th this year. It's called The Littlest Reich. And as the story goes, recently divorced and reeling, Edgar returns to his childhood home and to regroup his life when Edgar finds a nefarious looking puppet. And basically, come on, you know the story. You find a puppet, you fuck with the puppets, the puppets fuck back. I mean, that's always been the Puppet Master way to do things, but it's always how they do it. And this time around, they're going to be celebrating the 30th anniversary of the infamous Tulum murders. And then all hell breaks loose as a strange force animates the puppets at the convention where they're celebrating the famous Tulum murders. This is definitely something I'm going to see because I do have the movies on DVD. I actually don't have all of them. I think I'm missing one or two of them. And that's just because my ass has been too lazy to get up and just go to the Full Moon Movies website and order them. Now, also this year, like I said, there's a couple of movies that are listed for this year, but there was no exact date. But the information was somewhat there and it looks interesting. Going in order, alphabetical order, that is. The Cured. And now this looked interesting because of the storyline. It's set in a world where society has found a cure for an apocalyptic zombie virus. All right, so we've cured zombies. The previously infected try to assimilate back into society. Now this take, I don't want to say it's not original, but I mean, some other places, it's also just a matter of how you pull it off. From what I saw the pictures of it, it looks like they're fully cured. They're not looking like rotted fleshy beasts, but now you're going to be contending with prejudice, and I guess you can call it racism, against the previously zombified. This will be an interesting movie because it can be a social take on just society, a social satire, and just there's a lot they could do with this movie, and can get very preachy, and it can be also very good if they take it from a psychological point of view. So it's something I'm keeping my eye out to see when it comes out, because I'm very curious about it. Also listed for this year, something called Dead Afterlife. And this is how they explain it. Imagine watching your own funeral as a ghost, and then the unthinkable happens. Your undead body climbs out of your coffin and starts killing and eating your friends and family. Pharmaceutical scientist Donald Conley faces this conundrum after he's murdered and is administered his own wake. Super drug. I'm getting through. I'm so tired here. he's given his own drug called Awake, a super drug. His death was only the beginning of his problems. The gatekeeper has given Donald a time limit to return his zombie self to the ground, or else his soul can never gain entrance to heaven. To complicate matters, he finds out that his murderer is at his funeral and his girlfriend is in grave danger. How can a couple of disgruntled gravediggers and a hearse driver help Donald's lost soul find the way? Or maybe the real question is, how can the spirit world defeat the living dead? I saw the listing for this movie in the pictures. It looks like it's got potential. It looks good. It looks like it could be a decent horror. My only thing is, when you start reading that description and get towards the end with the disgruntled gravediggers or hearse driver, now I'm starting to wonder, now it's starting to sound like a little hokey, which is fine, but it sounded like a little hokey of a comedy slash horror, and I don't know if this is supposed to be a comedy, but I guess we'll see when it comes out. Also coming out, listed for this year, is Dead Snow 3. I didn't see much details on it. The first one, if I remember, was in all German. The second one was in English, and it got really weird and hokey at a couple of points, but it didn't lose its momentum. The movie was entertaining. It was interesting. I'm not too sure what to expect from Dead Snow 3, if they're going to get crazier and weirder, or if they're going to stay with the English language or go back to German or mix it up a bit. It should definitely be interesting, but anytime you have Nazi zombies, any movie with Nazi zombies, a lot of people do get into. We haven't seen Nazi zombies in a long time. I mean, I'm sure some of you might have seen the movie, oh my God, I can't remember, Zombie Lake from the 70s. I'm not saying it's a classic. I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying it's a classic. Go watch it if you don't want to know what I'm talking about. Lots of female nude shots. There is a sex scene, and there's lots of zombie makeup coming off as the Nazi zombies are coming out of the water. Also for 2018, Little Shop of Horrors, which is interesting because this would be, I think, technically the second remake or the reboot. And it's funny because the description I read says it's a remake reboot of the one from the 80s. And I'm thinking to myself, wasn't that a reboot remake already of another one to begin with? But I don't know what they're going to do with this one. I'm not sure who's starring in it, but I don't know if they're going to stay true to the movie or more to the play. God knows how much CGI they're gonna throw into this thing, considering the one in the 80s with Rick Moranis, the movie looked great and it wasn't using all that. If I was them, I hope they're sticking to practical effects and then just using CGI to spice it up instead of the other way around, or not using practical effects at all, which just make it look, I hope it doesn't look like we're playing a cheap Sega Genesis video game. Any movies that you guys know about that are going to be coming out, let me know. Hit us up on Facebook under Edai Podcast. Hit us up on Instagram under Is Edai Dead. Hit us up on Twitter, Edai Podcast or Is Edai Dead. Let me know what you guys think. Any of these movies that you're looking forward to, any of these movies that you think are probably going to be straight shit crap, or any movies that I missed that you think we should talk about, or any of these movies that I did mention that you hope we do a follow-up on. Hit me up. Let me know. Hopefully this year tends to be a good one. I know we're talking about doing a couple of other events. Been talking to some people. We're trying to get a couple of interviews. I haven't heard back from one person. One person just said get back to him a little later just because he's finishing up some things. I don't want to say who it is. Hoping to hit some more events. And I'm actually trying to get my hands into some giveaways for you guys to see if you guys want to win some stuff. But if you want to win, you got to let me know that you're out there. So hit us up on the social media, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Good night.